Let's bring out a terrific 16-year-old flutist from way far down south in Alabama. Please welcome Priscilla Wadsworth. Priscilla, welcome to the program. Pretty cool place to go to school, don't you think?
Yes.
What's it like compared to the school? You're from West Blockton, Alabama. What's it like? Sort of different? A little different?
Ooh, it's a lot different. This school is, it's like the nicest high school I've ever seen.
Yeah.
So.
Beautiful place.
Mine's really, really small compared to this.
Yeah. You've got a great story about how you found your flute teacher and actually how you came to the flute, but first you and I are going to play something together. Tell everybody what it's going to be.
We will be playing the first movement of the Concerto Pastoral by Rodrigo.
Great piece. Originally written for James Galway, by the way. So when you're ready, we will take it from the top. Priscilla Wadsworth, 16-year-old flutist from West Blockton, Alabama, playing Rodrigo's Concerto Pastoral. We heard the first movement. Really fiery, and starting off with a piece like that, just really exciting, terribly exciting, wonderful. Wonderful job. Your whole experience, Priscilla, playing the flute has been one series of accidents.
Yeah.
I mean, how did you end up choosing the flute in the first place?
Well, my band director let us pick our own instruments without trying them first. So he asked my friends first, you know, what do you want to play? And they were like, flute. And, you know, my female friends. And I was like, well, so I'll play that too. So I said, I'll play the flute.
So it's something to do with your friends. It's a nice fashion accessory, too, I would imagine.
Yeah, very feminine.
And also, you sort of happened on your teacher. Also, you really stumbled into the wrong room finding your teacher, didn't
yeah.
you?
Yeah.
How did that happen?
Well, we had solo and ensemble, where you prepare a solo and you play it for a judge. And we got to the school, and all the rooms were occupied except for two. So I was fixing to go into the room on the left, but someone from my school rudely cut in front of me, so I was forced to go into the only available room. Mm-hmm. And so there was Dr. Gerald Welker, and I played, and he said that I was the most talented person he had seen all day, so he gave me his number and gave me lessons.
There you go, and it's worked out. You chose the right door. Door number yeah. one, door number two. Very good. And but when did you really get started really being interested in classical music? What turned you on to it?
Well, that was really odd. I was listening to marching band music on a CD, and I happened to listen to Holst's The Planets.
Oh, yeah, like Mars and Venus. He writes a piece for each one of them.
Yeah.
Very nice.
And so Jupiter, I listened to Jupiter, and that's what got me started, like interested. It sounded yeah. really good.
It's a really good piece. It's all downhill from there, Priscilla. That's really the best there is. All just pure chance. So aren't we darn lucky? I mean, all these chances. You end up here on From the Top. You're obviously meant to play the flute, and you obviously play it very, very well, but there's a part of the classical music thing that you obviously weren't meant to do, or you think you weren't meant to do.
I'm not good at pronouncing composers' names.
How do you know that?
Well, when I first started playing Searing Spot, which was by Debussy, I asked my teacher, I said, Dr. Welker, how do you pronounce his name? And he said exactly what I was thinking. He was like, what do you think it is, Debussy?
Priscilla, I can totally relate. Like, coming up in my announcement after the break, I have to say Laurent des Lutins by Antonio Bazzini. Worked on that all morning, and I'm still terrified. I mean, what is a lutin, anyway?
Lepin is a rabbit. I think lutin is a goblin, actually, Joanne.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's my kind of piece. Now I'm looking forward to it.
There you go. And besides, what is Bazzini doing, you know, with a French title to begin with?
Oh, I didn't think of that.
The nerve. Exactly. Actually, Priscilla, you and Joanne have something else in common besides mispronunciation. Reality TV.
Oh, yeah.
What can you not live without?
I cannot go a week without watching America's Next Top Model.
Yes. So true.
Who's the judge? Didn't they just change judges recently or something? What was the story there? Twiggy's on that now,
yeah,
right?
It's Twiggy now instead of Janice Dickinson.
Who do you like better? I mean, Janice Dickinson, who is, of course, the world's first supermodel, or 60s icon Twiggy, or how about runway diva Miss J?
I'd have to say I'd rather have Janice Dickinson back because she told it like it was, and Twiggy's just like, oh, everybody's wonderful.
That's true. Janice was blunt. I liked her, too.
Of course, the world's first supermodel really was the Mona Lisa, we have to say.
It's true. Nobody can compare.
Anyway, really, really nicely done, Priscilla. Great having you here. Thank you for leading off the program. It was just a
Thank
great
you.
Job. Thanks, Priscilla. Priscilla Wadsworth, 16-year-old flutist from West Blocton, Alabama.